Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned Captain, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and the air room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody, and I do mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, along with Getter, G-E-T-T-R, the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out. And by the way, we have a stream that's playing over there, right straight from our satellite feed. And you can hear that over there on the website. So there you go, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. In the meantime, live from California, where he's probably getting ready for the next storm he might have coming his way, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Good morning, everybody.
Yay! Hey, listen, it's 64 degrees outside, a little chilly tonight. Might need a sweater in the morning. I've got a light coat with me, like a windbreaker, but it's clear skies, and we're going to get some wind today. Gale force winds out there in the Gulf. We had a front come through yesterday, and boy, it really got wild around here for a while. But are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Terry McAuliffe in Virginia has gotten a big surprise. We'll get to that in a minute. But first of all, he's got caught with his hands in a cookie jar by trying to bury a press story that wasn't true, and they were going to go out and try to do something against a Republican challenger. And of all things to do, when they sent it out to their little group, one of the people they sent it to was a Fox reporter.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So, you know, what McAuliffe is experiencing now in Virginia is really quite extraordinary, Captain.
I told you he was a snake.
Well, exactly. Well, he's now starting, I think, to really lose ground with the voters there as we see these new polls, and especially, I think, as the Fox poll shows.
The first time a Fox poll has had McAuliffe trailing the challenger, Youngkin, I think I said that right, Youngkin, by 8 points, of all things. 8 points. That's a dramatic turnaround.
It really, really is. And what we're finding out now, too, of course, is that his campaign is basically spending a lot of money with the Elias Law Group. And so now this has connections into the Perkins Coie
That's
and
right.
so forth. And so Jonathan Turley, he came out and he had this idea, I think, that McAuliffe could be looking like he wants to get ready to maybe challenge something here.
Believe me, he's going to do that. Believe me, he will do that.
Yeah, and I think they're getting much more nervous now because first it was neck and neck. And, you know, for the Democrat in Virginia to be neck and neck with the Republican, that's extraordinary in and of itself. But now he's starting to pull away. Youngkin is, at least in this particular poll. And I think it really has made them hit the panic button over there.
Well, Fox did an interview with some people on the street about what their biggest fear was about McAuliffe if he lost, what would happen to Virginia. And they're going, oh, it'll be just like Texas. Well, last I checked, Texas was a hell of a lot better off than Virginia when it came to their economy, number one, and the COVID cases and all that other stuff. So I would want to fashion myself after Texas or, for example, Florida.
Well, certainly. And, you know, Captain, the talk about the CRT and this kind of thing, you know, might have been one thing in this campaign, but you couple it together with the Justice Department.
And the parents. They're kidding about the parents.
And the parents and all that. And it all goes into the hopper.
Yep.
And people start to say, wait, I'm going to take notice of this.
Yeah, but he just insulted the Latinos, and the Latino voters is definitely not trending even remotely in a direction towards Terry McAuliffe by telling them. By telling them that they should go back and populate some more. Well, basically, he told them, go have some more kids and get yourself up to 11% of the population.
I mean, that's just completely
that's
unbelievable.
I don't even know where that came from.
Well, exactly. I mean, any other politician or perhaps from different parties, I mean, this is something that is just a terrible thing to say, and he should pay a political price for that.
Well, Lisa Booth said that he's a creep, but I told you, the guy is no good. He is just no good. He's got, in the past, he's got a reputation for doing some pretty bad things. He's got his hands caught in a cookie jar when he was up in upstate New York. Before he got latched onto by the Clinton campaign, he got into all kinds of trouble up there, tried to wiggle-waggle his way out of there, and then the Clintons rescued him and put him on their campaign.
Well, exactly. You know, Captain, the interview he did the other day, the one where he got mad and jumped up and ran out,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that was very telling, and I think people see that, and they understand, and they form an opinion, and I think that we're seeing this happen now.
Yeah. Now, hold that thought, because folks are coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to Kyle Warnham, professor of politics. We've got a lot more coming back. And I'll tell you what, Johanna, hold on to your socks. We're going to rip this one apart. $450,000 to the illegals that their families were split up because Donald Trump sent them back to Mexico.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha we're going to take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle, and we'll get back to Kyle in a minute. Now, we do things a little different when we talk about MyPillow here because, you know, a lot of places will tell you when they're talking about MyPillow or you see the ads on TV, they get specific, buy one, get one, $19.98 per pillow, whatever they're doing, okay? I just want you to go to the website, MyPillow.com, and take a look at all the things they have there because they have everything on sale, okay? Now, you'll get some really good low prices on what's on the homepage. The promo code you need to use is CAPTAIN, one word, CAPTAIN. But when you click on that little logo link for the Radio Listener Specials page, it's going to open up two dozen or more items at insanely deep discounted prices. Again, promo code to get those prices, CAPTAIN. Now, if you don't want to use the internet because so many people are afraid of getting hacked and this, that, and the other, you can call them on the phone. You can call them on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 and order whatever you want off the phone. Talk to a live person. Have yourself a good day. Wish them the best of luck, whatever, and you'll be glad you did. Now, again, MyPillow.com, the website. Keep in mind, MyPillow has a 60-day return policy. If you don't like what you got 60 days to use it, and you got that length of time to return it to get a complete refund. Now, they do have a 10-year warranty on a lot of their products, which happens to be the mattresses and the pillows in particular that I know of. And also, okay, the towels, oh, my goodness. Now, Kyle's got one set. I'm going to bring him in here. You got one set, and you're going to order a second one?
Well, I've got the MyPillow, and then we've also got the Giza sheets, and we're getting the towels, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, I've got the towels, and they're excellent. They're absolutely fantastically excellent. I mean, I've never had a towel that's as good as these are in the washcloths and all that stuff. But anyway, there you go. So, folks, MyPillow.com, promo code is Captain. That saves you the money. And if you want to call them on the phone, 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. Get something for Christmas. They got plenty of stuff. You won't need to worry about whether or not there's a ship bringing you stuff in. It's already here. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, back with us. All right, are you ready for this one?
I am.
Now reporting President Biden's latest border policy idea. Hold on to something. I mean, you hold on to something. Direct payments to illegal immigrant families who were separated at the southern border during the Trump administration of $450,000 a person in compensation. This is going to wind up, billions of dollars are going to be paid out here. They are out of their freaking mind.
Yeah, this is quite an interesting development, to say the least. $450,000. Captain, you know, you and I were talking off air about this. You know, the victims of 9/11 didn't get anything anywhere near this.
No.
American government.
No, and look what happened for them to get the kind of money that they got. This is ridiculous. And I'm going to, you talk about somebody who's going to raise hell about this one, it's going to be me.
No kidding. Well, again, I think that we're looking at the Biden administration trying to come up with this grandiose sort of gesture, whatever it is to them, but it's about trying to legitimize and buy votes, basically.
Now, if you've got if you got people that are separated, okay, and we know that Donald Trump had stay in Mexico policy. Some of the people were trying to get in, you know, to be with their families and this, that, and the other. They got caught and they were sent back. I know it. I got it. I understand it. Okay, but the fact of the matter is what part of the word, and here we go again, what part of the word illegal do you not understand? They are entitled to nothing.
Well, I think if we were hearing about this and there was some more quote-unquote nominal amount or something that the Biden administration wanted to virtue signal with, this may not be quite such a big story per se, but this is a pretty big whopper, Captain, because this is per person. So up to $1 million could be given to each family, perhaps.
Yeah.
And again, nobody wants to separate children and nobody wants to do any of those kind. We're not talking about that. But what we're talking about is this reaction that the Biden administration is considering here and whether or not it's even in the pocket for something like this.
Yeah, well, the potential for illegal immigrant families to receive hundreds of thousands of dollars from the federal government while Americans continue to struggle under this administration, the Biden administration, with all the inflation, the price of gas and all that stuff, this is asinine. This will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. And if Biden ever gets tossed out of office, literally, it'll be because of something like this. This may be popular with a few of the Latinos. This may be popular with some folks that are definitely a minority, but it's not going to fly with the American people. There's no way in hell this is going to fly with the American people.
Well, it's showing that the Biden administration continues to founder. They continue to look for methods to try to, like, hit a home run on something or change the narrative in some big way or this kind of thing. But right now, Captain, what's the status? Joe Biden's going off to the G20 with nothing in hand.
Right.
They can't get legislation done. You know, it looks like they just are the crowd, the group that can't shoot straight here. And it just is, it gets worse every single day. We just wait 24 hours and it's something else that they've done.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that a lot of people are hoping that Donald Trump will run again because they remember how good we had it. And every time a Democrat says, well, under Donald Trump, things weren't good and we had this and we had that. Let me just point something out. When Donald Trump took over, Barack Obama left this country in a mess, okay? And Donald Trump turned around and tried to use some of the people that were there that said, yep, we'll work with you, we'll help you, which they were lying when they said it, and brought in some of his people and turned things around. Now, the biggest thing that he did was making us energy self-sufficient. That was the biggest thing he did. And he got the biggest pushback on that from the green energy folks, AOC and this, that, and the other. And they've just been waiting to get back and get even at the oil companies and anybody that's been going, you know, the things have been going on. But again, I'm going to go over here real quick because I have it right in front of me. I want everybody to understand something here. Yesterday, you can't eat gasoline, right, Kyle?
Right.
You can't eat diesel, right?
Right.
You can't eat fuel oil, right, for your home?
Right.
Well, because there was nowhere else to put some of the supplies, they had to lower the price of gasoline at the refinery. They had to lower the price of diesel. And here's what happened. Gasoline dropped 9 cents a gallon yesterday to $2.43. 9 cents a gallon, it dropped. The wholesale price with the taxes added in at the refinery. Diesel dropped 6 cents a gallon and is back down to $2.52. It's still too expensive, but there you go. Now, crude oil went up a little bit to West Texas crude to $82.81 a barrel. In the meantime, Brent crude oil dropped to $84.32. And the futures of oil, which had gone up to $97 a barrel, remember?
Yeah.
Are now down to $95.
Wow. Very interesting indeed.
People are not driving as much because of the fact they don't have the money because of the inflation. I get it. They may or may not be going to work right now because of the fact that they can't afford to get there. If you've got to commute 100 miles a day, 50 miles one way, think of what it's costing to do that. And did your paycheck go up?
No.
So?
No.
So now we have a glut of gasoline and oil. And in order to sell it, they got to lower the price because I did notice the price in my area yesterday came down a nickel.
Okay, yeah.
And I'd be willing to bet you today it'll go down again based on what I just told you.
Well, at least in my neck of the woods, it's stayed more steady, which is actually, I would have expected it to go up. But based on what you're talking about here and so forth, that might be the reason why it seems to be staying a little more steady, at least in my part of California. But, you know, Captain, one of the things about what's happening right now, as you're talking about under Donald Trump, he made us energy, you know, self-sufficient and so forth. But at the same time, you had the media creating this narrative, constantly attacking Donald Trump every single day, everything. But now people see exactly what it was like then without that narrative, and they can't gloss that over anymore. That's why they're looking at Trump.
You betcha. And hang on there, Kyle. Okay, folks, when we come back, there's a reason why Florida will disappear from the media's COVID hysterics. I'm going to tell you what it is. You're going to love this one. We got it right down here. We got it right. Best governor in the country.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The company owning Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp undergoing a name change. CEO Mark Zuckerberg saying it's part of a larger rebranding effort that aims to
reflect who we are and what we hope to build. Starting today, our company is now Meta.
That's Meta. President Biden declared from the White House on Thursday morning that there had been agreement reached within his own party on his big social spending bill, but now progressives are holding up a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which was supposed to happen on Thursday, because they want to make sure that larger social spending bill has the support of moderate Democrats in the U.S. Senate. Besides slamming the bill itself, the Republican leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, says of the leader of that chamber,
Speaker Pelosi has destroyed this institution.
And this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listen to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota did that for us, and we appreciate that very much. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our father and son duo that own Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, I talked with Robert from the Relief Factor Company on the phone yesterday, having a general chat about things, and he was telling me about all the different health products they have there as well, besides Relief Factor. But he also told me about the number of people that were calling up regarding my endorsement of Relief Factor, talking about the fact that they had arthritis or bursitis or, you know, that sort of thing, and would it help them, and this, that, and the other. And I said it on the radio, it would. And he said, well, it should. You don't know till you try it. It's $19.95 to get it started. Now, a lot of people have a lot of aches and a lot of pains just from everyday activity. This product will take care of that, too. And it's all natural. It's 100% drug-free. And that's because of the ingredients in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. That helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And the problem that I have is inflammation, swelling in my left leg and ankle and foot, and this keeps it down. Now, to lower and eliminate the pain that I have, it also does that because it goes right straight to the source to take care of it. And we all know that the pain that people live in every day, some people can handle it, some people can't handle it. Well, I handle it to a point, and then it's I got to do something about it, and it's just a pain in the you know what. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product that's in this, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins too. Don't forget, it supports healthy joints and muscles, helps the healing process along, and for $19.95 you can get started. All you got to do is go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com /captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, 1995, and you're in like Flint. Now, you'll also see other health food related or other health products related there, like different things that he's got. He's got things in there for dietary, if you're trying to save, lose weight. He's also got some things in there. There's a product called Calm, C-A-L-M, Calm, and it's an all-natural product that helps you calm down. If you're all hyper or something like that and you can't sleep, this thing will not only help you do that, but it'll also just help you lower your blood pressure a little bit when you need to because you're all spiked on whatever's going on. And it's all good stuff. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain for more. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Florida will probably vanish from the media's nonstop COVID coverage soon because everyone has been beaten to death by the pervasive panic porn peddling, that's what we'll call it, that Florida, the Sunshine State, was smeared to no end for over a year. Now, the state was cast as a COVID haven. It had outbreaks like any other blue state, but it never reached the level of infection or death that New York experienced. Yet New York, who's run by Democrats, they were protected from media attacks. They went after Florida instead. Why, you say? Ron DeSantis is our governor.
Well, exactly right. And certainly when we see how all this is now playing out, we have some data that we can look at for this now. I mean, we now have more information, but at the time, Captain, this was something where you had to go along to get along. Otherwise, you're going to be vilified by the politicians, by the media, and so forth, and they scared people. And again, COVID's very, very real. It's incredibly real. We understand that. We know that. That's why people are out there, getting vaccinated and so forth when they have the opportunity, because they understand how serious it is. But that being said, how the politicians and the federal government and some state governments and certainly some local governments approached this was entirely different. And Florida is actually going to turn out to be quite a success story in this in the end because of the fact that things are open and people are working and things are going along.
Well, Ron DeSantis is seen as the heir apparent to take over the movement for Donald Trump. Trump supporters like him, along with traditional Republicans. He's popular. He's managed the COVID situation better than Gavin Newsom and Andrew Cuomo. That's a fact. DeSantis' vaccine rollout down here was excellent, getting seniors and those who were the most vulnerable vaccinated first. Smart idea. By the way, the media attacked him over that as well. And DeSantis reads the medical literature unlike these other governors that don't.
Right. Well, I will say this, Captain. I think it's quite interesting in terms of a dichotomy between Governor DeSantis and other Democrat governors or mayors and so forth. DeSantis wasn't looking to expand his power through this whole pandemic. Others that we witnessed, they seem to have been going down that road of now, hey, we can mandate all kinds of new stuff for the people that we govern, quote unquote. But DeSantis wasn't doing that. He was making those practical plays, just like you were saying.
Well, here's the thing, and we're going to get specific now with some things here that you won't hear anybody else talk about, but probably us right here, because this is a Florida-based radio show going out across the country. Now, Florida has the lowest case rate in the nation when it comes to COVID right now. Do you know that, Kyle?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just 2 months after experiencing a pandemic high rate of new COVID-19 cases due to the Delta variant, Florida now has the lowest incident of new COVID-19 cases in the continental United States. Over the last 7 days, how many cases of COVID-19 do you think we've had, new cases?
Well, I know it's less than 10.
It's 9.
9, yeah.
Okay. That means, and that's... That's an unbelievable turnaround. Even the New York Times can't believe it. And they did a double check and they found out it was true. The New York Times, they got to be just eating their tongue. But Florida's tied with Hawaii for the lowest rate amongst the 50 U.S. states and trails only the American Samoa, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands and the Northern Mariana Islands when you include the U.S. territories in the mix. Now, I will say this, too, and then we'll get away from this part of it. COVID-19 cases in Florida have declined 90% since a peak of nearly 22,000 per day in August during the worst of the Delta wave.
That is really significant. Yeah.
And now the South in general has the lowest rate of new cases per capita in the country's four major regions. Again, according to the New York Times, and they got to be just absolutely chomping at the bit because, well, there's no big spike down there. And even though we're putting 100,000 people in the football stadiums, okay, and 40,000 and 50,000 people in the baseball parks, and you're not hearing a word about spikes.
You're not hearing a word about spikes with all these people in these stadiums, as you say, Captain, but we are hearing something when they're in the stadium, which we can't repeat here on the radio.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
and then, of course, now because this is all happening and people are going out and living their lives, where is the goalpost now that the Democrats or Dr. Fauci want? Because it seems like the goalposts will never, ever, never cross them.
Yeah.
Because they'll keep moving them.
Now, our governor, Ron DeSantis, went to Washington, D.C. this week for a Republican dinner on Tuesday night, and he got up there and gave a speech, and he effectively told the spineless Republican politicians to hop on board the train or get the hell out of the way. He says, we don't have time for boneless wonders. And then he blistered the fake news media, beginning with the never-ending Russia collusion nonsense back in the 2016 presidential campaign. And by the way, Adam Schiff, he went after him and tore him a new one as well. He says they talked about complaining about 2020. They never accepted Donald Trump. They created and manufactured a conspiracy theory to try to drive him out of office and kneecap him and his presidency. We all know it was false. We all know there was no truth to it. And Donald Trump is coming back.
Well, isn't that interesting that he's bringing that up and in such a good way in that sense? Because you're right. But the governor's right. The Democrats and the left and the media never accepted Donald Trump's victory. It was supposed to be Hillary Clinton, and they just were shocked by that.
Now, you notice we got through all this without mentioning Andrew Cuomo till right now.
That's right.
Cuomo is going to get himself arrested because the police and the investigators believe the woman, the former female aide, that he did, in fact, allegedly grope her in a sexual manner. He's going to be charged, it looks like, next week with arrested and arraigned for a misdemeanor charge of groping. And this woman, I believe, is going to put Mr. Cuomo, give him a criminal record. I believe he's going to wind up with a criminal record because of this woman.
Yes, yeah, we're going to see how this plays out here.
Yep, hold on. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got some really good jamming music to come up tonight here, too. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back with a whole bunch more stuff. Don't go nowhere. Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Roger that, Don and Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia. By the way, don't forget to check them out at cowboylogic.us. That's cowboylogic.us. It's a fun site. You're going to like going over there and watching all the stuff that they're up to. They have a hilarious YouTube show. And between the two of them and the cowboy hats, once you get by that, and, of course, Donna is from New Jersey and New York, and she comes on with the southern stuff, and she'll do the drawl and yowl and all that stuff every now and then, and knowing her the way I do, it's always a lot of fun. Okay, Truckers Highway Vibe Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. We'll tell you all about them right after we get a little kick butt music.
Chemicals, but mama, I'm so all dependent on just around. I don't speak loud in the words, and I'm a man, a great appearance. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm at the positive love for you, so you can place your hands. Well, come along and down by the
candle calls her mama. I'm so hard to handle now. Just around. Calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around.
The Black Crowes, and that's one that I'll tell you what, Kyle, you can't sit still when that thing's getting played.
I know, that's a good one, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's goes out to LJ. That's one of LJ's favorites, so that I played that one for LJ. There you go.
All right, very cool.
All righty, now we got to talk a little bit about the weather, and I'm going to go over here and I'm going to take a little peek of what's going on there. Now, of course, the large storm system that's been moving along from the west to the east, we've still got gale warnings all across the Gulf of Mexico and up a large portion of the eastern seaboard. Now, we are definitely going to have thunderstorms. They're forecast in the southeast and, of course, the mid-Atlantic regions through Friday and into Saturday. There'll be heavy rain in some places in the middle Atlantic region going up through New England Friday and Saturday, which could lead to some urban and renewed river flooding because they've had flooding there before. Now, up in the Pacific Northwest, we've got another system that came in up there in Washington State, and we got something we're looking at in Northern California, which is where you come in. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're looking at some flood watches and flood advisories right around the Seattle area, and that's going to extend out a little bit east of there. Over in north of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, in Sandpoint, we continue to have the flood watch going on there, so we're going to be seeing some precipitation, of course. Seattle right now is reading rain, and for Friday is forecasted. Saturday and Sunday look like it might be sunny skies there, especially for the little ghouls and goblins out there are going to go trick-or-treating. Portland, Oregon, also right now looking like they're going to be having some light rain coming in on Friday as well. Maybe cloudy as we go through the weekend for Halloween there. Richard the Marine in his neck of the woods there in Central Oregon coast area also forecasted some rain showers on Friday. But you're right, we are seeing just a little bit of that coming into Northern California. But right now there is going to be a low pressure system that's going to be building through. We understand that's going to make things warm up just a little bit. Here in Southern California, it was 90s today. Also in the southwest, you're also going to look at a pretty warm, maybe a little bit higher than usual, warm factor going through the weekend, especially as we approach Halloween. But the map, other than that, Captain, pretty quiet tonight, so you should have some pretty smooth sailing wherever you're going.
Yeah, unless you're going to be down here in the south or going up the east coast. I'll get to that in a second. Now, we do have some windy conditions across the Dallas Metroplex. I-20 coming east into Louisiana, I-35 going north to the Oklahoma line, I-30 going up into Texarkana, some windy conditions there. Might be a storm or two kicking up today in that area. Definitely the gale force winds are all the way from the Mexican border, right on the Gulf of Mexico, all the way wrapped around to Houston, to New Orleans, to Pensacola, over to Big Bay, and on down towards Sarasota Bay, and then it's offshore down there, down towards the Keys. And there is going to be the chance of some rain showers later on in the day, and it's going to be very windy with these gale force winds. That's 40-mile-an-hour winds we can expect to see in many areas here in the South today, especially right along the water. Now, in addition, going up the East Coast, it's going to be a little rough on the east side of Florida today. But when you get up there around South Carolina, there's a gale warning in effect for all the way from Myrtle Beach all the way up to, let me see here, the other side of Long Island to about Providence, Rhode Island right now. It's going to be rough. There's going to be rain in Jersey, rain in Delaware. There's rain in there now, it looks like, in some areas, rain around Philadelphia. Also, we're going to have in the inland areas some rain in the middle of Virginia, it looks like, right there coming out of D.C. to the west before you get over there into the mountains in a higher elevation. And then we got some windy conditions tonight going up I-81 if you're going that way, coming up through not only Virginia but also up into Pennsylvania. And the weather is just going to be kind of hit or miss for the next couple of days. It's going to be cooler. As I said, when we started the show, we're 64. Right now it's 66. Clear skies here in Florida. The temperatures down here in Florida are going to be cooling off for the next 2-3 days. We'll have highs in the 70s, lows in the 60s, which is a little bit more seasonal, and the people will probably like that a lot better. Right, Kyle?
I think so, yes.
All right. Now, the Pilot and Fly J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Obviously, if you're out there on the road, many of you know about the Pilot and Fly J. You're already members of the Drivers Club, and good for you. Many of the RVers, you already know about it, and you're already members of the RV Club. But, Kyle, tell them what they can do if they're not a member, how it works for them.
Well, folks, what you can do is you can go into any Pilot or Flying J, and you can sign up for the Drivers Club, or you can go online, pilotflyingj.com, and you can download the My Rewards Plus app. You're going to want to download it anyway, no matter how you join up, because you can track your points, and you're going to get points for all the fuel that you buy, the supplies that you buy, the stuff that you buy, and the food that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J's. And, Captain, you know, the Pilot and Flying J, they care about veterans as well.
Yep.
And from now to November 15th, they're teaming up with an organization called Endowment, the Call of Duty Endowment. And when you visit the Pilot or Flying J, you can round up your change and donate your change, I should say. They're going to match donations up to $100,000. And this organization helps veterans find employment. So you're not only getting great fuel, great food, great supplies, you're also helping the veterans with a great company like Pilot and Flying J.
Well, that's very good. I'm glad to know that. And I'll definitely do that when I head that way. I'm going to be going right by one on Saturday. So I'll definitely do that and give them my change for what it is I'll be getting. By the way, I like stopping at the one that has the Denny's in it because I like the menu.
Yes, very much
Yeah, and many of them have different places. But anyway, here comes the music. We're going to let you go. Folks, we'll be right back on the turnaround here after the top of the hour. Hour number two coming back. Don't forget, stations have to pay their bills and this, that, and the other. We'll let them go do that. In the meantime, we will be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. This is the show that's all about we the people. Yep, we the people. They work for us, and we'll remind them of it. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.